TFW Mobile.
For HKX Mobile.
Over by our subdivision, they're doing that, you know, underground cabling or whatever, and the cable looks orange. What is that for? Anybody know?
Probably fiber optic.
I get fiber optic cable near our house.
Friend gentlemen, KL4MUF.
30 KL4HKX.
14TFW.
Good morning, Jody. KO4CM.
Group, Ken, your question, that is cable. Cable's orange, gas is yellow, water's blue, recycled water's purple, power's red.
I knew there was something to the color, and the color was going to dictate it. I just didn't know what it was.
Richard's dead right with that, too, about being fiber optic. Anything they do anymore is usually all fiber optic. They've got away from just using the basic cable wire, I guess you would say.
Change the subject, but let me make sure I got this. Spoke with Ed yesterday on the 610 here. He's had some more health issues. He's been back in the hospital a couple times since the last time we talked to him. So he's not doing real well right now.
I'm going to have to text him this morning. Hear that.
We'll be definitely praying for him.
Just thought I'd let y'all know about Scott with everything I got going on this morning.
What up makes me want to go camping.
Yeah. Perfect time to do it.
Yeah, good and cool at night. Warm enough during the day where it's nice and comfortable, so I'm ready to get some tents out and start going. My backpack and stuff ready. I got all my equipment that I feel like I need. Ready to try to go backpack if my buddy wants to go on the Foothills Trail. See how that goes.
On that one right now, with my knee the way it is, I ain't hiking nowhere.
Concerned. Wait for my exits. I'm going to have to cut her short today. Y'all have a good one. I'm going to get this antenna off the top of the car. So be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
M3 Andrew, KO4HX, and I'm going to be out for a few minutes, guys.
M3 Andrew, have a good Friday Eve. Catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Have a good day, Mr. Andrews. Enjoy it. KF4MUF.
See how this pickup truck got in front of me. Stopped at a red light, and you know he made a right turn. And then all of a sudden, now that sucker's back in front of me.
It's a ghost, man. It's just something that's leading you.
Map study is a little bit harder, I guess.
Some kind of little shortcut.
If he just made a right on red and then just did a U-turn or something, maybe and got in front of me and I just didn't notice. Because, I mean, I'm on a straight road. It doesn't get any shorter than that.
That's true there. Ain't no telling. He must not have wanted to wait at the light or something.
All the time they turn right, go about 10 feet, and then do a U-turn in the middle of the intersection and keep on going.
And 45 seconds to a minute for the red light.
Is that right? I can't believe it. Every time they do it, there's no police around.
How they do it?
Plans this weekend?
I was talking this morning. She wants to go do a waterfall somewhere or something like that because it's going to be nice out.
We got granddaughter's birthday this weekend, so everybody's coming over on Saturday. And did I tell you Susan traded her Jeep for another Jeep?
What'd she do this time?
She had a four-door, a 2020, kind of like a pavement princess. And that only had 29,000 on it, but she traded it for a 25 model two-door Willys.
After that, okay. Well, that's cool. you know, I've got my 2001, that TJ, two-door, you know, so that's cool. You'll have fun with that.
Go anywhere with it. It's Jesus, just me and her anyway, so we don't really need one that big. And this one's got the bigger tires, and it's lifted up a little bit on that, so she really likes it. And it's that, what they call it, mojito green on that, so it's a really bright green.
That's a pretty color, too. Well, have fun with that one. That'd be good luck with it. Automatic, or is it standard?
Automatic. It's of the 500 you can find within 100 miles, maybe 10 are straight drive. It's her daily driver, and her knee isn't real good, so it starts to bother her. It used to be everything we had was a manual.
I still like a manual. My Jeep's manual. This truck's automatic, and her car's automatic, but I wish I could have got this truck with a manual, but they don't make this version in a manual. They just make it automatic.
And that, they do it like that.
Automatic, if you're pulling something, a standard, if you're pulling something, it's got a better pull.
Got better control over it, you know what I mean? I can shift when I want to, and heck, you'd be through the gears and never even notice that you did it.
You know, and that's what I like. I like being able to control my RPMs.
Hill 4HX, I'm with you.
Standard, ain't it?
When I was a young teenager, I drove this, must have been an early model, early 70s Chevrolet, and that thing, man, you had to match 2 feet to get that clutch to go in.
That old Z-bar in a bind, did they?
This seriously heavy duty. It was about all you could do to get it mashed in.
Big old spring on there, Patrick.
I think it's big spring on it, and the pressure plate probably did have a lot to it. A lot of clamping force on it back then.
Everything more of a hydraulic assist with the clutches.
They are. You don't see the old Z-bar system. And you might see a cable system every now and then on some cars, but not much. It's mostly hydraulic.
Yeah, these boys coming up now, going through these schools and stuff, or even coming out of there, and they come to work for someplace, and they've got a restriction on their CDLs that they can't drive a manual transmission because they didn't take a test with it.
That's on mine, but that's just because I didn't have a vehicle to take it in.
Understand that.
I'm kind of glad it's automatic, because making that turn to get in the cab, the back of the box all the time, the shifter would be in the way.
I'd ask you if it was better that it wasn't automatic because of how much in all these little places you get into, and then, like you said, you got to spin out of that seat to get in the back of that thing all the time.
Opens up that passageway a little more, so. And those Peterbilts, they ain't got much room in there anyway.
On these big trucks where they got the darn shifters, you know what I mean, 5 feet long and all the way up to your shoulder.
Look cool.
Yeah, that's all preference.
It's comfortable.
4AZE.
Dude, KO4HX.
Morning, dude. KN4GFW.
Good morning, dude. KO4MUF.
Patrick, Jody, Kenny, who else? I missed somebody. I just woke up, y'all. Sorry. N4AZE.
This morning, dude. W4 Fox Charlie Mike did the same. 2 minutes.
Fred, hope you're having a good start to your day also. This is Patrick, KO4HK.
Morning, Fred. This is Ken, KN4TFW.
Thank you, guys. You go eat a bowl of oil bran like eating sawdust, but hey, no complaints. Drink up coffee. I'll be better, but off to a good start. Thank you. W4FCM.
Or if you have.
minute, try to wake up. N4AZ East.
Having a foggy morning in there, dude.
I feel like I slept on my face or something.
Special day yesterday.
Monday, it was, we went out and did Chinese and stuff and all that kind of stuff outside, playing in the sunshine.
At the event at 1:30.
Seneca and got some Chinese, and I forgot all about that. We left it, I think, about 12 o'clock, and we didn't get back till it was like 2. I missed it.
Had to wait 2 weeks.
He even told Beth to remind me when we're down here. Let me turn the, get on the phone, turn the camera on, I can watch the generator come on, listen to it. That stuff's important to them.
Again, 4TFW. Yeah, on that one.
You'd have to crank it up my phone if I get to Jonesing. Yep. Yeah, I know everybody got to see that one.
It was a beautiful day yesterday.
Sure, in that better weather.
But not much.
Something like weather like that, everything feels a little better. I'm Patrick, you've been down 123 in Clemson.
Since I've been down 123 from Easley to Clemson. Oh no.
It's like American Graffiti. I mean, it's just bumper to bumper all the way through. I don't know what's going on. Did that before, and it was the same way. I don't know. They just, you know how 123 is. It's really terrible there.
3 coming through easily, depending on what time of day it is. Pretty bad.
You hired people out. Take off workers, do you?
All the people are out in the middle of the day, but there's a lot of them.
I go, too. It's like that. Vicky gives them the benefit of the doubt. She said, they may be going to work. I said, it's 2 o'clock. Well, you about at work?
About a quarter mile from turning down the road to the gate.
Oh, no.
I guess about a mile from me. Not very far.
Guys.
Get you up.
I thank y'all for working. There's a lot of people don't work.
I'm going to take a 7-3 because I'm getting ready to lose the repeater again. So, Jody, again, y'all have a great day. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. And, dude, I'll meet you over on the 285 after you're done with them. If you feel like it.
Hey, 7-3, Patrick, and I'm going to sign with everybody to you. I'm almost to the gate. So you guys have an awesome, safe day, and I'll catch some of you, I guess, tomorrow, KN4TFW.
Number 3, y'all enjoy your day because I'm not far from work either. So y'all have a great day, and we'll catch y'all out here later on, KF4MUF.
Hey, Kenny and Jody, y'all be safe. And remember, summer's coming. It's getting close. And tomorrow's Friday. Catch y'all later, N4AZ East.